Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations Security Council on Monday backed a proposal outlined by U.S. President Joe Biden for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip and urged the Palestinian militants to accept the deal aimed at ending the 8-month-long war.
14 votes in favor, 0 votes against, 1 abstention. The draft resolution has been adopted as Resolution 2735.
Hamas welcomed the adoption of the U.S. drafted resolution and said in a statement it's ready to cooperate with mediators over implementing the principles of the plan. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in the Middle East on Monday, hoping to deliver the ceasefire U.S. President Joe Biden proposed last month. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
If you want a ceasefire, press Hamas to say yes.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday shuttled between Cairo and Jerusalem, pushing a proposed truce in Gaza. Blinken first met with Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi.
The only party that's not said yes is Hamas. That's who everyone's waiting on. That's who the Palestinians in Gaza are waiting on. It's who the Israelis are waiting on. It's who the hostages and the hostage families are waiting on.
Blinken then flew to Israel, where he met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In a statement, Netanyahu said his country remained committed to total victory. A Hamas official told Reuters on Monday that Blinken's comments were biased toward Israel.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The UN Migration Agency told the Associated Press on Monday the number of internally displaced people in Sudan has reached more than 10 million as war drives many from their homes. That means more than a quarter of Sudan's population of 47 million have now fled. This is VOA News. The European Parliament took a shift to the right after a 4-day election concluded on Sunday. France now has a huge election coming up. Reuters correspondent Andrew Gray explains.
As a result of these elections, Emmanuel Macron, the French president, has called a national parliamentary election. His centrist party, Renaissance, got trounced by the far right. So now we're going to see, is there going to be a far right government in France, a so-called cohabitation between the far right of Marine Le Pen and Emmanuel Macron, who will continue as president?
Reuters correspondent Andrew Gray. Ukraine's military on Monday claimed responsibility for an attack on a refinery last week in southern Russia and said the damage done cost the Russian oil industry more than $500 million in lost production. A statement issued by the military's general staff said it was responsible for the June 5th attack on the oil refinery. Quote, according to intelligence reports, as a result of the strike, the invaders lost 1.5 million metric tons of oil and petroleum products, which amounts to about $540 million. Tensions over migration at the Polish-Belarus border flared up again recently. According to Polish government figures, the number of people arriving has been rising. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Ahmed, an English teacher from Syria, has tried 4 times to climb the fence along the Belarus border, waiting for a chance to head west into EU member Poland, where he could apply for asylum.
We came from war to find a good life. We came for peace. We are not against anybody here.
On the other side, armed Polish border guards and soldiers keep a close eye on the group. Prime Minister Donald Tusk's Centric Civic Coalition Party came first in the European Parliament elections over the weekend. But gains by the far right in the vote, which calls for tougher border controls, will heighten tensions over migration.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Apple has jumped into the race to bring generative artificial intelligence to the masses. During its Worldwide Developers Conference on Monday, the tech giant spotlighted a slew of features designed to soup up the iPhone, iPad, and Mac. Even as it tried to put its own stamp on the hottest area of technology, Apple acknowledged it needed help to catch up with companies like Microsoft and Google, which have emerged as the early leaders in the AI field. Apple is leaning on ChatGPT, made by San Francisco startup OpenAI, to help make its often bumbling virtual assistant Siri smarter and more helpful. Download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.